You are listening to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper. On this podcast, I will share stories and invite conversations that will help you grow and support sustainability within your yoga practice, your pathway of service as a yoga teacher, and beyond. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and I am looking forward to spending time with you today. So thank you for tuning in, for carving out some time to explore and spend time with me today. I'm excited to share some insight into today's episode. And gosh, I can't believe that we are in season 4. And what an amazing experience it's been as we're really pushing towards this fall, 2 years of the podcast. And I just continue to be inspired, encouraged by you, the listeners, and those I'm out there having conversations with. It just encourages me to share from my experience of now of 20 years teaching yoga. So thank you so much for spending time with me today. And hey, if you enjoy the podcast, a great way for podcasts to expand and to connect with others, and for me to be able to connect with others, is to share, obviously, the podcast, but also click subscribe or follow if you're on Spotify or Apple iTunes, and also consider leaving a review in Apple Podcasts, because that helps to expand the audience. It gives others a little glimpse and insight into how the podcast is making an impact for you. So I would love that support if you have a few moments and want to do that, and then share the podcast with someone else. All right, to today's episode. In today's episode, I thought I would share with you some thoughts that I've been actually processing for a while now. Gosh, it's probably really been years, but I recently had a conversation with a student, a friend of mine, who shed light onto this topic again. And so it gave me, here's that inspiration again from those conversations I'm out there having. It gave me some great points of inquiry into the question, are you a yoga teacher or yoga instructor? Now, let's begin by defining some terms. And if you listen to the podcast for very long, you will come to understand my desire to know and understand words better. I like to Google and explore definitions and make sure that I have a clear understanding of the words that I share or shed light on in the podcast and in the episodes. In providing you with this information, I hope that it will also give you a greater context and understanding so that you can explore these same questions of inquiry. Let's begin with the word instructor. The word instructor is defined as someone who teaches something, usually a technical skill. A teacher is defined as someone who helps people to learn. I might add also that a yoga teacher facilitates and supports an environment for learning as well. Now, when Googling the word teacher, it went on to describe some qualities of a, quote, good teacher, which included skills in communication, listening, collaboration, adaptability, empathy, and patience. Other characteristics of effective teaching included an engaging classroom presence, value in real-world learning, exchange of best practices, and a lifelong love of learning. For me, this also would include that a teacher inspires others to cultivate and access these qualities within the environment of the experience that we are facilitating. So take a moment to pause and evaluate the experience you've had in your life with the individuals who have instructed you or taught you within the yoga practice. Was there a difference in these experiences? You may be listening, and this is a new concept for you to explore. You may have felt that the words instructor and teacher were even interchangeable. I believe we see these terms represented this way out in the yoga studios or the spaces where we practice. I also believe the terms can get muddied, so that is really what has prompted me to explore this deeper understanding and share it with you in this episode. And not to share it so that we can consider that we are either this or that, but rather that we get clear on our role, our identity, because it really impacts our approach to the classes that we lead. When I explored the definitions of these two terms more deeply, there was some overlap, but there was also some subtle yet profound differences. One notable point was that instructors teach a specific practical skill, whereas a teacher imparts theoretical knowledge, which is concerned with or involving the theory of a subject or area of study rather than its practical application. Interestingly, I also ran across a graphic or a chart that listed distinctions between these two terms, which included that a teacher can perform the role of an instructor. However, an instructor could not perform the role of a teacher. Have you ever thought about it that way? I thought that was very interesting, especially since we intermingle or we create this interchangeable context around these two terms. Going deeper yet, if you teach someone something, you give them instructions so that they know about it or how to do it. And so this adds to that point I just made. I mentioned where the teacher can perform the role of instructing others on what I'll call the how. You might even consider a teacher as someone who teaches something to someone to initiate them to explore or encourage their thoughts, their feelings, or actions, and pursue possibly a new or different way in their approach to the experience, or quite possibly the offering of a new perspective within the experience. I almost prefer the word facilitator to describe my role as a yoga teacher. I am facilitating an environment for others to learn from their own unique experience of the yoga practice. I often consider whether we can really ever teach anyone, which this would probably be another episode. Yet, can we share rather or facilitate an environment where others can come to know or learn, which would then be really themselves teaching themselves? So, can we ever really teach someone else something? Now, let's discuss some clarity around the statement I made earlier about the importance of understanding our identity or our role. How often, as I'll put it in air quotes, yoga teachers, how often we could quite possibly get this understanding confused. We begin to view our role solely as an instructor. We instruct students on the how of the yoga poses, usually from the sole perspective of our experience and knowledge of the yoga asana or the yoga poses. And I might add, we do it from a demonstration on our mat where we are in the physical practice of the class experience with the students. Yet, are we really teaching at that point? I'm going to say not. You are demonstrating and giving instructions. You are not teaching. You are quite possibly not seeing the needs of the students right in front of you because you are on your mat. And so for me, that really kind of elevates a necessity of being off the mat to see how we can support and serve our students better with our guidance, with our instructions. I am a huge advocate and encourager for yoga teachers to get off of their mats. for so many reasons, but primarily so that you might see the room, like I've mentioned, you might see the students, and then you elevate the experience you are facilitating, because you are then better able to meet students in real time with the teachings of yoga. When you stay on your mat, yoga teacher, now except for those small moments when demonstration is required, then you are not immersing yourself in the space of the room, fully present to support and give that guidance and direction from what you are seeing, or what I like to call reading into the energy of the room. Let me ask you this. Do you translate the class experience into an opportunity for you to practice? Are you really serving students with that approach? I know that there is a vulnerability to stepping off your mat. It requires you to trust yourself, yoga teacher, to trust that you do know and have all that you need to lead that next posture. I promise you that the moment you commit to getting off your mat and out into the room, that the experience of teaching will expand and you will be invited into freedom. Freedom from the constructs of your mind, trying to memorize and trying to, quote, teach from an organized space, rather, will be a space that guides from your seeing, or that reading I've mentioned, of what is going on right in front of you in the classroom, not what you think is going on. So when you're out in the room, right, and you see the practice unfolding in front of you from your guidance of what you're leading, it's quite a magnificent experience. I have had moments where I was able to embrace that really I was no longer needed. The students were guiding and leading themselves in a tempo, in a rhythm that I would occasionally come in and offer cues and guidance. It's quite beautiful, but you have to give yourself the opportunity to encounter that, to develop that as a teacher. You will always be most effective in your guidance and your delivery of the class experience when you teach to what you see. It's going to help you with tempo, with holding the pace of the class, noticing when you may need to linger or support a deeper learning experience, allowing the students to be in a shape a little longer. But if you're on your mat, you're not seeing clearly. There is a barrier that's between you and the students. I also add here as a note of encouragement, if you are listening and you are a teacher that is terrified to step off of your mat, I see you. I have had conversations with numerous teachers that are encountering this. That's why for me as a teacher training, it's important that I instill this within my trainees right at the beginning of building the foundation to teach from. I also know that you are capable. So explore this. If you are kind of in this space where like, oh, you just are terrified to do that, then I want you to start small. Choose small increments of time to step off your mat. For example, teach the sequence on one side from your mat or demonstrate, and then get off of your mat and teach the second side from what you're seeing in the room. I know that repetition and commitment to this approach will help you, and you'll begin to notice, you'll begin to feel and embrace the difference that this approach will provide to you and the students you lead. It elevates the experience, I promise. You will find and you will know freedom in this space. Back to the understanding of the terms instructor and teacher. I do not want to dismiss the expertise of instructors and their knowledge for the asanas and their benefits. I just want us to get clear on these two terms that we are defining so that we might better understand which role and what our identity is, and whether we're an instructor or a teacher. They really do matter when you seek to get clear on your role, because it's going to give you the ability to understand how you're going to show up in that role. Expanding further the term teacher. A teacher may rarely spend time on their mat unless they find that a demonstration will add value and elevate the experience of learning. A teacher will use great discernment in understanding when this contribution should be made in the class setting, because from my experience, sometimes I know that I may be cueing a different approach towards an asana or sequence, and who better to demonstrate and add a layer of visual learning, I might add, than for me to choose to demonstrate the direction in which I'm leading students to explore. If we are facilitators, or quite honestly, facilitators of flow, then we want to be skillful at what I call not breaking the flow. We want to give clear guidance and direction, but remain very thoughtful that our teaching approach does not become a distraction from the flow state of being that is also being offered for the students to cultivate and sustain, I might add. If one pointed focus and awareness, right, the quality of being present, is of importance, because we find that within the teachings of yoga, because that helps to settle, right, that stirring of the mind, the being caught up in your mind and the chitta vritti, and we're not seeing clearly though, right, if we're facilitating an experience where students can get clear and kind of settle, what I call kind of like getting stirred up in the mind, letting that sand settle so the water, right, might become clear, they may start to see things differently. That is our approach, right? And is of importance as teachers. And we need to remain aware and conscious ourselves of keeping and supporting this within the classes that we lead. What I have found is that when I quickly demonstrate and then presence myself back into the space again to see how the directions I've given have landed or been received, then I can also then evaluate where I can make a bigger impact with more cueing or guidance to support the direction of the class sequence or sustain that one pointed awareness opportunity. It's really a great feedback tool. If what you are cueing is not being executed, then it isn't the student's responsibility. Rather, it's yours to explore how you might communicate more effectively, say something differently, while still striving to say less so that there is space for the student to accomplish more. Once again, you need to get off your mat so you can see this represented out in the classroom. I'm going to challenge you that if you feel you cannot teach, and I use that term loosely here, unless you are on your mat in practice, then you may want to evaluate where you may be encountering obstacles within your confidence in yourself to deliver an effective and skillful class sequence. And hold the space to facilitate that learning environment I've already mentioned that really supports the embodiment of what, quote, teacher, the word teacher means. I guess you should really ask yourself as well, are you truly a teacher or are you an instructor? And if you desire to be a teacher, then there is some work and dedication needed where you choose to challenge where you are in your skill set and seek to refine and grow to embody the qualities of teacher that I've already shared. Now, I'm going to pause there because if you desire, right, to teach beyond the instruction of the how of the poses and incorporate more of the ways of being and that mental space and that understanding of how the teachings of yoga support this kind of new way of seeing or being, then you need to get clear on whether you're just going to be an instructor of the poses or if you desire to lead and incorporate those deeper teachings within the practice experience. If you prefer to remain in the instructor role, and don't get me wrong, there is nothing within this episode that I want you to take away that states there is anything wrong with that term. I just want you to get clear of your role, your identity. And if you call yourself yoga teacher, then there is work to be done within your technical and interpersonal skills that goes beyond being able to give instructions from your mat to lead a class through a 60-minute set of yoga poses. If you truly desire to develop as a teacher, you cannot solely rely on your technical skill set. You will be required to develop your interpersonal skills and your studies of the teachings of yoga and how you might share and intertwine them within the classes you lead. Another great question of inquiry would be to ask, what am I willing to dedicate myself to within the pursuit of instructing or teaching? Are you willing to get uncomfortable and evaluate where you are and then understand better what is required so that you might expand into the version of teacher that you desire to be? So I believe there are some key areas of focus that will help you get clear on your role or your identity of yoga teacher, or whether you're that or you're a yoga instructor. If you truly want to facilitate a space of learning for your students, then I encourage you to spend some time dedicated to your own personal understanding and learning of what the role and relationship of yoga teacher will ask of you. First of all, I'm going to highlight attention and intention. And within this, there's an observation. So here's some questions. Where do you place your attention when it comes to preparing to lead a class? What is your intention for the students you lead? And then the observation piece, observe and evaluate your own personal relationship to the yoga practice. Ultimately, as instructors or teachers, we teach or share from our own personal experience and interpretation of the practice. And in essence, we teach what is important to us. And this adds to another piece of observation being to take other classes so that you might glean a different interpretation or perspective from which to explore the practice. So as you explore for yourself ways, right, of certain classes being delivered, whether they're instructed primarily or are there teaching components, you'll begin to evaluate kind of what that experience is for you. And then really you might want to ask yourself, would you want to be a student in your own class? And so depending on whether you want to be an instructor or a yoga teacher, that will determine your course of study and preparation for the classes you will lead. Spend some time getting clear on what type of teacher you desire to be. And you do not, so listen to me carefully, you do not have to be all things to all people. Be authentic to you and what you can support within your role. If you are an instructor, then devote to understanding better the how of the practice. If you are a teacher, then devote to understanding better how to facilitate and instruct an experience while also incorporating the space for the teachings of yoga to be shared that are beyond the how of the physicality of the practice experience or the asana piece. If you've studied the eight limbs of yoga, you know that asana is just one piece of that pathway. All right. How well are you responding to real-time needs in the classroom? What is your approach when you lead a class? Are you making yourself available to see and meet the needs of the students you are leading? Are you creating a safe environment for everyone to practice within, for everyone to find their own unique success within the container of an experience you are creating? Students desire to be seen. People desire to be seen. It's this connection piece that I think we're hardwired for connection. I believe Brené Brown has phrased it that way, and so true. And we have that capability as yoga teachers or even yoga instructors to create this quality of availability. But if you're solely on your mat and you're not really engaging or seeing the students in the space with you, I do believe it will diminish your connection and the connection to be made, this interpersonal connection. That moves us to this development of trust between the teacher and the student. Getting clear on your role supports the development of a trusting relationship between the teacher and student. Whether you are instructing or teaching, students should be able to trust you and that you and trust that you have intelligently and skillfully organized a class experience that has their best interest at heart. It is an experiential setting, not an observation of the skills or practice of the teacher. It is not a performance, but rather an encounter with that one-pointed awareness and presence that the yoga practice and the teachings and that experience can offer to us and to the students we lead. All right, so this last focus increases the quality of the experience. When you're clear and you know your role, it will give opportunity for you to really step in and to offer the most value-added experience for the students you lead. When you're clear, then you're able to fully devote to your quest for effectiveness within your role. When you are clear, you invite students into that same clarity, and you ultimately elevate the experience, not only for the students in the classroom, but for yourself. So why does any of this matter? Why would I create an episode on this topic? I'll take you back to that recent conversation I had that I mentioned at the beginning. The friend I referenced that brought this whole topic back to my awareness again, she's not a yoga teacher, she's a student seeking to find a space where she can plug in and create consistency in her practice. She mentioned that when she looked on this particular studio's website, that it listed instructors rather than teachers. She went on to explain that she wasn't seeking for someone to just instruct her or lead her through the postures. She desired someone that could teach, impart knowledge and wisdom that is beyond the physicality of the asana. She feels like there is a difference in these terms, and because of this conversation that I had with her, I felt that it was very relevant and valuable that we might explore this, because you may have even felt the same. I know I have. And as instructors or as teachers, it is most helpful for us to understand what the students are thinking, so that we might better understand how to meet the needs of those that we are leading. Lastly, what you call yourself really isn't in question here. I am going to challenge you to understand better your role and which of these terms you identify with. And then how are you making an impact out there sharing the amazing practice of yoga with others within your understanding of what you are offering or providing when students step into the classroom with you? I believe what does matter is to understand that your ability to refine and grow as a teacher is dependent on your understanding of your identity and the role you play in imparting knowledge and wisdom to others within the setting of a yoga class, you need to get clear on what kind of teacher, instructor you desire to be. You can totally seek to develop your technical skill set for instructing others within the physicality of understanding the yoga asana and their function. If you desire to understand the term teacher better in that role and how that role's function differs from instructor, then take some time to evaluate and explore again your intention for teaching. Now, it is very important that teachers, once again, remember, they instruct as well. So you need to understand the how, right? The alignment, the understanding of the postures, what they represent, and how to safely lead others through those as a teacher as well. Once you've gotten clear on the role you desire to embrace, then seek to refine and develop that understanding within a lens of an ongoing and unending pursuit to know and apply that which you are learning. Remember, as a teacher, you're facilitating a space of learning and a learning that becomes this lifelong pursuit. As I've mentioned in past episodes, practicing yoga and teaching or instructing yoga require different skill sets. Just because you love the practice of yoga doesn't mean that there is an automatic translation into teaching the practice to others. There is a level of effort involved to continually seek to understand better how you might communicate the practice to others more effectively and ultimately fade into the background, as I like to call it. You're in the background of the experience, and really you start to bear witness to the experience in front of you, the experience you are facilitating. Rather than you standing out and possibly becoming a barrier in someone's ability to experience the practice more fully. All right, if you are a yoga teacher listening and you feel like you would benefit greatly from some guidance to sift through your current understanding of your role and how you might make a greater impact out in your community sharing the practice of yoga, then I can totally support you in that process. I am passionate about supporting yoga teachers and equipping you with the tools you need to get clear so that your pathway becomes clearer and then you make that greater impact out there, like I mentioned. So go to my website. You can schedule a free call at sandyraper.com, and there you're going to find a link to schedule. And what we'll do is we'll just meet, we'll discuss, we'll explore, and I'll equip you and support you and see where you are currently and how we can work and move along to get you along the pathway of service as a yoga teacher to where you desire to be. So until we meet again, thank you for joining me today for today's episode, and I'll look forward to meeting with you again soon. Hey, are you a yoga teacher that sometimes feels unclear about the direction you should take in your teaching path, or possibly you feel uncertain and lack confidence in areas of your teaching skill set? Well, this is where a mentor is so crucial to have come alongside of you to help sift through and reinforce the skills it takes to create longevity and sustainability within a healthy teaching career. I have 20 years of teaching experience, and I am passionate about supporting you and other teachers to grow and expand into the teachers that you desire to be. I can totally support you within a variety of areas, including how to run a successful yoga studio, develop effective workshops and successful teacher trainings in a studio or as a solo entrepreneur, and even the development of your very own podcast that will support your teaching career and more. private mentoring sessions are the fastest and best way for you to get the results you are seeking. Ready to dive in and work with me one-on-one? Well, I'm ready. Head over to my website, sandyraper.com, or click the link in the show notes and schedule your call today. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Until we meet again, remember to begin, to become, and to expand beyond.